Today's Best Hits, it's 102.7, Mike of the Afternoon, along with Jill. Time now for a look at the water cooler conversations. Have you heard about this octopus that was correctly predicting two of Japan's World Cup results?
No. Yeah. Way to go, octopus.
It's really
cool. How do they predict things out of curiosity?
I don't know how they actually did it. It's something to do with its eight arms.
Right.
Apparently.
Whichever team it touched first wins.
See, I wonder. I don't know whether it like reaches out, grabs it.
We used to do that with our cat.
Yeah.
She'd make football picks. They'd put a piece of cheese on each team, and whichever one she ate was the team she picked.
Oh, maybe that's what they did with the octopus. I don't know. Do octopus like cheese?
I don't know. Underwater cheese,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah. See how it works out. So I guess that it was a thing that became famous on the internet, of course. And
how have I missed it? I'm kind of sad.
Well, see, and that's what I kind of wonder, because he quickly rose in internet fame. He correctly predicted Japan's first win against Colombia.
What is his name?
Is Rabiot.
Random. Okay,
yeah.
Sorry.
R-A-B-I-O-T.
It's the really Rabiot. Minor details.
I know. That's sorry. And then the team's draw to Senegal early in the World Cup tournament. And so...
Way to go.
Yeah. So really cool. And people saw it. It became this internet sensation. However, you won't be doing that any longer.
Why?
Well, his Japanese owner, Kimo Abe, he decided he'd make more money by selling the octopus meat at the market.
Aww. That's the worst ending to the story ever. I thought you were going to say you sell the octopus like alive to somebody.
Yeah. So instead of like selling it, nobody wanted the octopus. Like, we're like, yeah, that's really cool, but
let's eat that bad boy.
I'm going to buy him for that.
The worst story ever.
Isn't it? Yeah. He decided he would make more money doing that than being the owner of an internet celebrity octopus.
How many people are ticked at that guy right now?
Yeah, well, everybody except the people that bought the octopus, I guess.
Or the people eating it for dinner.
Yeah, because they, you know, like, hey.
I mean, I guess people like it.
Bye, Rabiot.
Yeah, it's been real, buddy.
We're sure you're delicious.
I love that it went viral, and he's like, let's sell it.
Yeah.
I mean, fine. Like, if he's going to keep making picks, but not to kill him.
Yeah. And it's, I guess, you know, it's all fun and games until you find out what they're really raising them for.
Yeah. I thought it was his pet.
Yeah. No, not his pet. It was his dinner.
That makes me sad.
Apparently so. Yeah. And apparently he didn't even eat it himself. It's like he sold it at market.
Lame.
And, you know, I just don't understand. I mean, it just shows you how emotionless the guy is.
For real.
Because why wouldn't he not tell people he did that? Like, sell it, use one of his other octopus to pretend to make some
Nobody
predictions
needs to
or
know.
Whatever. Yeah. But instead, he's like,
moron.
Nope, I've sold it. And I made good money on it.
To be eaten.
Yeah. So you and your stupid internet viral stuff.
Yeah. He's probably like one of those dads that doesn't understand the internet at all.
But here's what's weird about it is the fact that why was it ever in the position to pick the winning teams in the first place?
You know,
if he could care less about the internet, how does he really
How did anybody know that happened?
How did he get in that situation?
True story.
All right. Well, apparently he just changed his mind. He's like, hey, gotta eat.
Yeah, somebody's gotta eat.
Yeah, sure. You gotta make money somehow. So there
Lovely.
You go. Bye-bye, Rabiot.
It's been real, buddy.
Yeah, there you go. Water cooler conversations. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you.
Sorry about the ending there. Today's Best Hits. It's 102.7.